It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, March 9th, 2015. It's the birthday of a man whose name was firmly linked to a makeshift but effective weapon popular with terrorists beginning just over 60 years ago, and regrettably is still in use today. I refer to the infamous Molotov cocktail, named for the Soviet foreign minister Vyacheslav Molotov, born on this date in 1890. His real name was Scriabin, but despite a persistent Russian urban legend, he was not related to the noted composer of the same name. Like many of his fellow Bolsheviks, early on he adopted an alternate identity, taking the name Molotov, which is similar to the Russian word for hammer. The term Molotov cocktail was coined by the Finns at the start of the Second World War as a generic name used for a variety of improvised incendiary weapons. During the so-called Winter War, the Soviet Air Force made extensive use of firebombs against Finnish troops and fortifications. When Molotov claimed in radio broadcasts that Russia was not bombing, but rather delivering food to the starving Finns, the Finns started to call the air bombs Molotov breadbaskets. Soon they responded by attacking advancing Soviet tanks with Molotov cocktails, which were a drink to go with the food. The technology was crude, but it worked. Fill a breakable bottle with a flammable liquid, such as gasoline, add a little oil, stuff in a kerosene-soaked rag for a fuse, light it at just the right moment, and hurl it at the intended target. The bottle explodes on impact, spreading the flaming liquid over a wide area. The Finns coined the term as an insult to the Russian diplomat, saying in effect, "Take that, Molotov." Reportedly, Molotov himself was not amused. In his wartime memoirs, Winston Churchill listed many meetings with Molotov and acknowledged him as a man of outstanding ability and cold-blooded ruthlessness. Molotov was Stalin's man, but after Stalin's death, he had no assurance that his position was secure. The events that led to his downfall began in February 1956, when Khrushchev launched an unexpected denunciation of Stalin at the 20th Congress of the Communist Party. 4 months later, Molotov was removed as foreign minister, and in June 1957, he was expelled from the Politburo following a failed attempt to remove Khrushchev as first secretary. Eventually, he was banished as ambassador to the Mongolian People's Republic, and as if that weren't enough, he was removed from all positions and expelled from the Communist Party. In 1962, all of his party documents and files were simply erased by the authorities. In retirement, Molotov remained totally unrepentant about his role during Stalin's rule. The first signs of a possible rehabilitation were seen during Leonid Brezhnev's rule in the 70s, when he was again included in Soviet encyclopedias. Eventually, he was even allowed to reapply for membership in the Communist Party. The old Bolshevik died peacefully during the rule of Mikhail Gorbachev on November 8, 1986. He was 96 years old. To know more, read Jeffrey Roberts' Molotov, Stalin's Cold Warrior, in the Shapers of International History series, published by Potomac Books, 2011. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 9th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.